If you also take into consideration the fact that our commuter patterns dramatically changed, where, you know, we saw numbers in New York City where mass transit was down almost 90%, and travel by car in Los Angeles was down 48%. These are enormous factors that could have potentially hurt podcast listenership, because we also found people would download their podcast while they commuted, and they would listen to it while they commuted. What we're seeing now is a little bit more of a flat line. Podcast downloads don't take place as much in the 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. time period in each individual market. What we found is that there's a spike in the middle of the day, seemingly for whatever reason, corresponding with about lunchtime, noon to 1 o'clock, there's a spike. And then there's an additional spike that wasn't there before from 4 to 6 p.m. Again, that's in the time zone that we all reside in. So again, the numbers are pretty flat from our January benchmarks. And considering these, you know, monumental changes that we've gone through, it's pretty promising that the podcast space has been so sticky during this time period.
And that's interesting.